home and void, and darkness was upon the face of the
be light and for seasons and for days and years, and let there be light. Rolf Hind played sonatas number 11 and 12 of John Cage's Sonatas and Interludes for Prepared Piano. Before that, we heard Aaron Copland's wonderful motet In the Beginning. Deborah Miles Johnson was the mezzo soloist, and Stephen Jackson conducted the BBC Symphony Chorus. Now, we end this concert from LSO St. Luke's in the BBC Symphony Orchestra's John Cage Uncaged weekend with a world premiere by John Cage himself. A world premiere some 14 years after Cage's death, I hear you cry. Well, yes. And if you can hear the sounds of movement, it is the Symphony Chorus rearranging themselves. Because if you, like the chorus and many of us, took part in yesterday afternoon's musical extravaganza, then you may well know that was organized by the American composer Stephen Montagu. He first met Cage in 1975 and developed a close relationship with him over the years. Now, Stephen, this all began because you wanted a piano piece from John Cage.
That's right. I've sort of lost my voice from the circus performances yesterday, but I'll try to answer those questions. Yes, I was after him from time to time to see if he would